Just down the block from the tall church towers that give Twin Towers its name, there's a surprising image. Instead of Dayton's classic old wood homes, you see a block full of brand new wood homes in a similar style. Tim Beattie with St. Mary's, a local nonprofit, tells the crowd the new block makes him think of the neighborhood's heyday decades ago.
There were three bowling alleys and movie theaters and shoe stores, and there were actually three pretzel bakeries. We still have one, but it was a destination to come to.
Nonprofits, private funders, and the city teamed up to build the housing for low-income families at a cost of $18 million. Tito Garcia happens to wander out of the only old house on the block at the end of the ceremony, and he has different memories of the area.
So I've seen it go from very buck wild, because that's how it used to be. I mean, the thieving, the drugs, constantly. I mean, now it'll slow down a lot.
But he says Twin Towers is still plagued with drugs and unemployment.
Do you think that the housing, the new housing, has an impact?
It has a little bit, but not really.
And he's not sure what will turn that around. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.